and I would like to acknowledge that I'm on the Kulin Nation's land here in Victoria, and I am grateful for being afforded the opportunity to speak in this country, which is a long way from my country. I'm here to talk about the nuclear waste dump, I'm here to talk about uranium, and I'm here to talk about how they are vilifying any Indigenous people who speak out publicly about the continual deprivation of our rights as Indigenous people, Indigenous communities. They're running us down, and I'm putting a stop to this publicly. I'm sick of people like Westing Mining running me down. And I'm here to fight back.
Richard Court, the Premier of Western Australia, turned up and tried to go through the crowd, and there was a young Aboriginal bloke there, I think his name's Tony, who arrested Richard Court under the mandatory sentencing laws of Western Australia and sentenced him to a period of detention in his car.
The issues that are affecting Indigenous people in Australia are very similar to the issues that are affecting people in the third world, and it's a result of, you know, the capitalist system that exploits the majority of people for the minority, and so people here campaigning for human rights in the third world and campaigning against the globalisation of poverty are very much the people that Indigenous people also, especially in our group, want to support, because we think it's really important to realise that those issues are our issues as well.
Present form of globalisation is nothing more than a new kind of colonialism, recolonisation, as we would like to call it. Now, if that is the case, and if we recall the history of colonialism, and if you remember the history of colonialism, they went around the same way. Oh, we have to civilize the South. This is the barbaric people who have no knowledge, who do not know what is, you know, the ways of the world. We have to civilize them. And they went to discover and conquer us and destroy in the process of whatever original societies we had. And if that was colonialism, and what did we do? There were colonial struggles, the anti-colonial struggles. We fought colonialism. We fought apartheid. We fought slavery. We fought the system. If that's what it means, then how can we talk about sharing the benefits of globalization if the system is fundamentally flawed? So what I would suggest is that we cannot just talk about sharing the benefits of globalization, but we have to fight the system of globalization, and that is critical.
Instead of being run over by the globalization express, people will be asked to quietly and peacefully roll over and adjust to the constant and unpredictable change and insecurity wrought by transnational corporations' search for profitability.
Always will be Aboriginal land! Always was! Always will be Aboriginal land! Always was! Always will be Aboriginal land! Always was!
And as for John Howard and all the other government representatives saying we're un-Australian, I contest that. I feel really shamed that we are being told we're not Australian. We are the Indigenous people here. We're the ones who've had foreign laws applied to our traditional law. The law of this land is respect the earth, respect other people, and don't steal. And I'm sick of negotiating.